Recently, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously allowed our association members to gather for an international seminar. It was a joyous occasion as Master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During this precious time, Supreme Master Ching Hai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of our association members. The following is a discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai with the theme, Believing in the Divine Power and Breatharianism, which took place on August 21st, 2008, during the International Seminar.
Any breatharian? I mean, seriously, you still want to be breatharian?
Yes.
How about we make a total non-existence of food? The thing is, we have enough food. Because the whole world eats. The cereals is about 40%, huh? And the soya bean we eat only 10%. And the whole world. So even if you give up the food, and it won't amount to a lot anyway. So just give the body what it needs, yeah? Not too much. Just control what you eat. You can eat anything, just not too overeating. Not a tray like this with mountain of this and hill of that. No, if you eat them all, it's okay. If you eat them, then it's good. I just don't want you to waste food. The cost of living has gone up also, yeah, it's true. It's gone up more than we realized. And the world people are still hungry. Not like the food don't have enough because they feed it to the hungry people and so there were not enough, but it's not true like that. It's true that they feed, you know, a million here and a couple hundred thousand there, but it's not permanent. The best is that if we don't raise any more livestock, then they have food, just keep it for themselves to eat, so they don't have to sell to the meat industry. That would be the best.
Thank you.
every day I have something to feel sorry about. The bird outside, when I was in the Himalaya, I saw some monkey. They are going down from the mountain, away from their habitat, and go down and eat, and foraging the garbage on the street next to the market. Oh, my heart feels so bad. That was before I was even enlightened. I mean, I was still searching and walking different corner of India, and I saw monkey, you know, hungry like that. Normally they have fruit all over in the forest, and they eat and they drink from the stream. That's the way I imagine. I imagine their lives is belong to the jungle, you know, in the forest, and there will be fruits in abundance. And they don't ever have to go to the market eating garbage like that. And not even a lot of garbage to eat. They're just foraging in there. It feels so painful for me to see such thing. And when I was recently in Monaco, such a rich and prosperous city, and I saw many of the seagulls and birds, they went into the also the garbage can in the park, digging their head in it and find a little bit something, leftover sandwich, and they eat it together. If they find some, maybe already not too bad. I'm in pain constantly, watching the way people treat each other and treat other fellow co-inhabitants. When I was in Florida to take my staff out, you know, because they like to eat some French fry. But I saw the man, you know, very old, and he walked bending his back. And then he was also foraging the garbage, and he took out, you know, quarter of a cup of cola, and I began to drink it. And he keep looking for leftover sandwich or something. Oh, I feel so bad, so bad. I could not even cry. I'm just too shocked and too grieved. So I took him in the restaurant and then invite him whatever he wants. And after that, I gave him also like $400 or $500. And then we left. And it's not like a very expensive restaurant that nobody could afford to invite the old poor man a meal. It cost maybe $10, $5 the most. So if I can, I invite him in myself and buy it, order it for him or her. Otherwise, they kick him out. Even then, they kick her out too, and I intervene. I say, she has money. She's a customer. You have to serve her. And then so they did serve her, but reluctantly, you know. And then after that, I took her tray and said, we eat outside. We don't want to sit in here. Same restaurant, just eat outside in the garden, you know. And she was eating like she has never seen food for a long time. This kind of thing really is very painful for me to see, yeah. And the monkeys and, you know, the birds and all kind of animals, they're hungry also. Human hungry, animals hungry because the karmic pattern of this world is not favorable. You understand me? It breeds this kind of situation like that. Because it's not Eden. It's not like everybody taking care of everybody else in time of need. I'm sure that man must have been working all his life, or at least some of his life, but the situation there doesn't allow him, and then he lost his house. Sometimes if you lost your job, then you lost your house also, because you can't afford to pay every month. You can be late maybe 1 month perhaps, I don't know how long they let you be late, but you're late more than that. They just take your house away, and take all the possession in your house as well, and there's nothing you can do about it. Is that true? So anyway, sometimes it's like that. If he's fired for some reason, or he's sick too long or something, then he lost everything. Then he became homeless, and it could happen to anybody. And in some places, The government do have some kind of homeless shelter, right? For the minimum things, yeah. But not every place have that. And it's mostly full, right? So it's not like easy to get in. And you can't stay long. You got to get a job quick. But mostly if you don't have the house, then you don't have a job. You don't have an address, you know? You can't write out no address and homeless, they won't let you. Because they will send application to you, they will send all kind of thing to you, whether you're okay to work, etc., etc. And if you don't have a house, then you don't have a job. And if you don't have a job, then you don't talk about the house. So it's like a devil's circles, you know. So I'm telling you, on one hand, sometimes we're together, we're happy and all that, and I forget about it. But at night, when I'm all alone and I'm thinking about the situation, think of all the cold and hungry animals and human beings, and I feel really, really so sad, so sad. The way, you know, we treat each other and the way we treat our co-inhabitants is truly not ideal. Not if we want to truly have a happiness on this planet. Not if we really want to have a peaceful world in which we will enjoy. So I sometimes don't understand humans' mentality and how they think and how it works. The social system, the policy of the planet as a whole, you know? Every country is a little different, but some countries are better than others. But still you can find even the richest countries still have this kind of problem. The people have no home, nowhere to go. Families scattered and broken because nowhere to go. And children go hungry, cannot go to school because no home, etc., etc. It's just very, very painful sometimes to watch, yeah? I do what I can, but it's never enough, because this is a system that we have, yeah, in this world. It's not just one or two cases, it's the whole system. And I just hope one day, if everyone return to their greatness, yeah, think about how great they want to represent themselves on this planet, then maybe we will have a better society. It's not just like sharing the food only. It's just sharing everything. Technology, help the people to help themselves. And if we are not eating meat, then the world will become better already. Yes. That means the society as a whole has become more compassionate. Then the system will be different. We change, yeah? The mentality we change. And the policy of the planet we change. And then we will help each other, not just distributing food like charity act, but distributing technology, yeah? Seeds, helping with all kinds of things, conserving the whole resource of the planet so that everybody has a chance to use it to help themselves. I think everybody would love to serve themselves, not want to just take the hand out, you know, in a refugee camp somewhere, dirty, chaotic, no water, no food, and just waiting for a hand out every day. That is not the way everyone would want to live his or her life, yeah? It's not the dignity. So the system has to change. And it begins with being vegetarian. Begins with vegetarian, because people, if they want to save the planet, if they want to save the animal, then the compassion comes out. And then when the compassion envelops the whole planet, then the energy will change completely. Then everybody will bathe in it, and every day they will think differently, they will act differently, and their mind will be more clarified, and they can think of a better system, how to distribute wealth and resources, which belong to everybody anyway.
It was is a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. Farewell and heaven bless.